Good people, we've got about 5 minutes, but before we close out, I'm going to speak with Diane Bailey from the Natural Beauty Industry Alliance about Emerge, an event taking place in about 30 minutes. Ms. Bailey, welcome to the Local Take.
Good morning. This is Diane Bailey. I am from Emerge, the Natural Hair Industry Alliance. And I'm partnering with Susan Tiedekin. She is the co-producer of the Natural Hair Industry Convention, which will be in Atlanta, November 2nd and 3rd at the American Hotel, downtown Atlanta.
And it's starting in about 30 minutes, I believe. But I was intrigued by your event because it includes a legal session about discrimination that's often faced by African-American women who do wear their hair natural. Why is this such a big deal, and why doesn't our overarching culture accept natural hair from our community?
Well, first, this is a big deal because now we understand, since California and New York were one of the first states to have a hair discrimination act, it's called the Crown Act. And this particular law says that hair and race are the same, that there's no line of demarcation. They're all the same. And if you discriminate against race and you discriminate against hair, that is illegal. That is wrong. And the problem that we have is that it impedes upon the success of women and our children. Recently, we've seen that young school kids as early as 8 years old have been sent home because they've had braids or because they've had locks or because they had an afro. And so this law that we have now addresses those issues around hair, which is really, really, really important because, you know, especially when we're talking about kids and self-image and self-care, I mean, you know, self-esteem is everything. And when someone diminishes you because you have braids in your hair, there's something wrong. And so we are here to talk about hair inclusion, hair diversity, and also about, you know, self-care and the healing process of moving away from hair discrimination. The hair symposium that we have coming up November 2nd at the Natural Hair Industry Convention, the symposium is called Hair Discrimination, the Law, Advocacy, and Healing.
Ms. Bailey, who should attend this weekend, and how can they get more information about the organizations that are hosting this event?
Well, we specifically are talking to people in the natural hair and beauty industry, hairstylists, barbers, product manufacturers, influencers. We want the message to get out that hair discrimination is racial discrimination, and we want people to understand it. We want people to advocate for it. We want people to go online and look up the Crown Act, and we want them to understand what that particular law says. Right now, like I said, it's only in California and New York, but we're looking forward to going federal and having a federal mandate around hair discrimination and racial bias. You could go to www.thenaturalhairindustryconvention.com. You'll get all the information you need around the discrimination symposium, as well as 30 other classes around hair care, the hair industry, and business.
That's www.thenaturalhairindustry.com. Ms. Bailey, I want to thank you so much for sharing this information. This event is taking place again in about 30 minutes at the American Hotel, the DoubleTree Hotel in downtown Atlanta. Thank you so much.
Thank you.